The Esperanza looks more than a little out of place sitting in the port of Dutch Harbor. The rainbow-painted Greenpeace vessel is surrounded by cargo ships, tugboats, and factory trawlers. The presence of those factory trawlers makes for a weird sight. Greenpeace has lobbied against the use of trawl nets for well over a decade, and in 2008, the group ran a national advertising campaign featuring a grizzled fisherman in a yellow rain slicker bemoaning the collapse of the Bering Sea pollock fishery. When Greenpeace Oceans campaign director John Hocevar was trying to charter a boat in Unalaska a few years back, he says that locals didn't take too kindly to that.
People in Dutch Harbor basically threatened the owner of that boat and said, look, if you work with Greenpeace, you're done here. And we're not going to fuel or provide service for that vessel. So we really don't think that's a great idea for you. And he chickened out and said, sorry, Greenpeace, I know we had a verbal agreement, but this is not worth it.
It's been a few years since Greenpeace launched an aggressive campaign against large-scale commercial fishing. And in the meantime, the group is focused more on influencing fisheries management by lobbying regulatory bodies and collaborating with the federal government on research. They've also made opposition to Arctic drilling a bigger priority than anything else. And that, oddly enough, may put them on the same side as some of the fishing interests that they've opposed in the past, says Hocevar.
They may not be super excited supporters of Greenpeace, but at the same time, we do have a fair bit of common ground with a lot of the people here in wanting to protect the ecosystem that sustains their fisheries.
When Greenpeace arrived in Unalaska on Tuesday, local reaction was more muted than it had been previously. They were able to get the supplies they needed without any trouble, and while they didn't try purchasing fuel for the Esperanza, only one supplier suggested that he wouldn't want to serve them, unless they were having an emergency, of course. Greenpeace, for its part, didn't demonstrate against commercial fishing or Arctic drilling this week. They also didn't make any attempts to shut down the port of Dutch Harbor, as the Coast Guard had suggested could happen earlier this spring. Hocevar says the group doesn't have any plans to, at least not this trip, he jokes. Greenpeace campaigner Jackie Dragon also says that the activists even made nice with a few fishermen and invited them aboard for a tour of the boat.
They actually sounded very sympathetic and interested in what we were doing and pretty friendly. And that's typical when we come alongside that people find us and come and then we greet them and are able to have some conversations.
Still, a number of fishermen remained skeptical of the group, and most weren't eager to admit to any common ground on tape. But one skipper aboard a pollock trawler spelled it out. There have been issues such as the proposed development of Pebble Mine, where environmental activists and commercial fishermen have made strange bedfellows. But he thinks there's still too much distrust of Greenpeace for him to really support their mission.
Greenpeace's credibility, I just don't think they have much in the fishing industry because of how they've attacked us in the past. Painting this as trying to destroy a resource that we make our livelihood on and depend on, and our interests are really more aligned than they make it out to be.
He says he'd prefer to see more energy development happening on Alaska's soil than its waters, where there's a risk that the state's commercial fisheries could be impacted. Even so, he's not interested in signing any petitions anytime soon. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.